This is a Web Canopy Studio production.
Tim, another episode, another day, another corona quarantine, another sunny day, finally, another day not getting to see your face in person and smell you and be around your musk.
That's the second or third time you said that.
It's just starting to worry. It's depressing me. I need me some Tim face-to-face time. My wife's actually worried about you.
Is she?
Yeah, we were talking about you earlier. She's like, I was thinking about Tim today. I wonder how he's doing.
Oh, no.
I'm like, he's not doing good. He looks terrible.
I'm doing fine. Did you guys do any April Fool's pranks today?
No, but someone sent me a cat fax thing where I just kept getting facts about cats for a good hour and a half, 2 hours.
Like how? In the mail?
No, on my phone. I just got a text message every 15 minutes about a cat fact.
No way.
Yeah, like cats, when they have a meal, it's the equivalent of five mice, like a cat food meal and stuff like that. So it went on for a good hour and a half.
Was it some interesting facts or was it annoying?
It was like Siamese cats carry albino genes that work only when the body temperature is above 98 degrees Fahrenheit.
How?
Yeah.
Who did this to you?
John Aiken.
Oh, John. I actually knew that. I wasn't sure if you knew it or not.
No, he told me earlier today. Yeah, yeah. I guess... He spent $2 and he got this sent to me. It was a good one. I was annoyed when I first got it. I'm like, where did I get my number to? Like, I was trying to think of all these spam places. I'm like, did I get my number out somewhere? I couldn't remember, but now it makes sense now. So yes, that was my only prank I did. I tried to get the kids when my wife came home to like act all nice and then surprise, we're crazy, but it didn't work out the way I planned. But
you should have pranked your kids. That's the funniest one.
I know. They're still too young to really grasp the whole April Fool's Day. They think I'm just serious. Like, you're not getting any presents or like something. They're like, what? So maybe next year. When I was younger, I used to always replace my dad's sugar with salt. I would dump out his whole sugar can and I would just put salt in there. And every morning he would dump a big thing of salt in his coffee. Every year he'd fall for it. Classic. Classic John. So funny.
What a scoundrel.
I know. But anyways, anything new going on with you other than nothing?
No. Quarantine, my family got Disney Plus, so I've been watching some of the old Pixar movies that I grew up on, and it's kind of funny to watch them again like 15, 20 years later as an adult. And like you catch all the little – they throw in a lot of adult jokes. That it goes over the kids' heads.
Yeah, they keep it interesting for the – which ones did you watch?
Pocahontas and Toy Story 1, 2, and I'm on the third one now.
You've watched two Toy Stories already?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen Pocahontas, but Toy Story is legit. They're a good movie.
No, they're good so series. Good. Yeah. I never saw the fourth one either, so I'm excited to get there.
So they have four. I was going to say, do they have four or five, or how many do they have?
The fourth one just came out within the last couple of years.
And it's on Disney Plus already?
Yeah.
Disney Plus. We got to get them as a sponsor.
Yeah.
Got to get it, Tim.
No free ads.
No free ads at all. All right. Well, we had an interesting idea. We were kind of batting around ideas, what we should do. You know, there's no content really. A couple more Ottawa Senators got a coronavirus. That's exciting. So that brings it up to four for them, two for Colorado. Nobody else really. It's weird they won't name their names. Do you think that's weird?
I don't know. I mean, is it embarrassing for them? Is it identity protection?
I don't know.
I'd be embarrassed. If I got it, I would be embarrassed.
But there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's like the basketball guys are out and about saying they have coronavirus. They're not keeping anybody hidden. I don't know why they would do that. I don't know.
That's true. One of the Celtics players already recovered, but everyone knew that he had it. You know, it wasn't hidden.
I just think it's if you want to make this thing real and make people worried about this virus, you tell people who has it. And like, okay, well, this guy has it. Anthony Duclair has it, you know? And then everyone's like, whoa, that's an actual person, not an unnamed person's has this virus. So I don't know why, whose order that is. I don't understand that.
It's got to be Gary, right? Because even celebrities are coming out and saying they have it. So it's not like it's a big secret.
They're so weird, the NHL, sometimes. Like the stuff that they do, it just doesn't make sense when you just sit down and think about it. I'm sure he has some reasoning. He's like, oh, we don't want anybody to think the NHL has this disease because we're going to open up soon. This might be an end game for them to try to salvage a season, which
maybe
I don't think they can anymore. Anyways, whatever. Taze was talking about that playoff system, putting in how many teams, 24-team playoff or something ridiculous like that. It would be exciting. Don't get me wrong. It'd be fun to watch, but I just don't see it. I don't see it happening, everybody.
What do you think about the possible tournament for the first overall pick? Have you heard about that one?
No, I haven't.
They're throwing around ideas for having like the bottom four or six teams or something. Instead of just giving it to, I think, probably the Red Wings, they have a little tournament for the number one pick. Because technically, it's the same as the playoffs, right? Like technically any of those teams could have sank to the bottom.
You can't do that. That's silly. Cause what if, which players do you use? The players that are currently on the roster? When does this tournament take place? When the other teams are doing their playoffs?
Yeah. As soon as they get the green light. Yeah,
man. Imagine that if you're the sixth place, worst place team and you end up getting the first overall pick.
Well, one of the that Lafreniere kid is supposed to be one of the best prospects in a long time.
Forever. I heard he's the best player in the world. Heard it from a friend of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's the best. He's going to be the next Wayne Gretzky. But I don't know. The poor Red Wings, if that happened, Stevie Y is probably just shaking his head like, what did I do to deserve this? If that comes to fruition, that would be exciting. All these ideas are exciting. I don't think they're necessarily fair. But they're very exciting for the
fans.
Yes, yeah. As a fan, but as a player, you're just like, this is bogus. You can't have a tournament for the. You think those players are going to want to go out and play, especially those guys who are going to be free agents the next year?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I really want to try for my team. If you're a guy who's on the last year of his contract and you haven't even discussed an extension, you're going to tank to lose that game so they don't get that first pick. You're going to be so bitter. It's like, yeah, I'm going to want to play a tournament to extend my season by another week when I'm not going to be on this team anymore.
Yeah, but on the flip side, wouldn't those guys want to perform for a contract for somewhere else, though?
Not really. If they've already had a whole season, like if you're a young kid potentially, but if you're an older guy who's been on that team, like I'm trying to think of a name on Ottawa who's an older guy, like a Tyler, or he's got traded, like an Anthony Duclair, he's already had his season. You know, he's had a good season. He's not going to want to go out there and block a shot and break his leg just so they get a high draft pick.
Right.
Exciting, like I said, for the fans. But well, I don't know. What do I know? I don't know anything. Nothing at all. So let's get to the show, Tim. You had an exciting idea. Why don't you explain it?
Okay, so the 2003 NHL draft is pretty much gone down as the best draft and the deepest class in history. People like to think all the time, imagining, like, if we knew then what we know now, how would the draft go if we redid it based on performance over the last, I guess, what is that, 17 years now, which is crazy to think about. So we thought about, you know, just redoing the draft ourselves based on the players that we like. And, you know, we can just, John and I can just rotate picking those guys, maybe defend the picks a little bit. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of – you're going to disagree with every pick I make. Every pick I make, you're going to be like, yeah, Tim, that was stupid. This guy's still here.
You're just going to pick every Boston player that was drafted in that draft.
Yeah, there wasn't.
Really. I'll take Byron Bitts in the second for the third overall pick. Remember Byron Bitts?
Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah, but he played on the Bruins for a couple years.
Not a couple years. He played for a couple games. He was in Providence.
No. He played for more than a couple games. Anyways.
No, he didn't.
So I wanted to do just the 10 overall picks, and we each picked the first overall pick, and we went and we kind of contrasted our pick and see who had a better top 10. But Tim doesn't want to do that. Tim wants to do the full 30 picks. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to buzz through it a little quicker. We're not going to have that much discussion. So we're going to do 30 picks and alternate. Bing, 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 bing. Correct, Tim? That's your idea?
If you're going to start the show by throwing me under the bus, I think that's fine, yeah.
Why would I change up my format? That's what I always do.
That's true. But you proposed that idea about 2 seconds before we turned the cameras on.
That's when I do most of my thinking for the show.
Yeah, okay.
It's so funny. Someone I know, it's like, yeah, if you'll need me, I'll be under the bus. a guy I used to play with before we do video and stuff. He'd be like, hey, if anybody needs me, I'll be under the bus. It's so funny. All right. So we got to figure out who's going to get first pick, Tim. How are we going to do this?
Rock, paper, scissors, one time.
Okay, ready?
We're on
video, everybody, if you don't know. So you go on three or do you go on four?
On four. Rock, paper, scissors. Go on shoot.
Ready? Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ooh. Rock,
paper, scissors, shoot. Yeah, I won it. I got scissors. He won paper. For the first overall pick, the Pittsburgh Penguins are proud to select. Should I give the previous pick as well or no?
If you want to, John.
So Pittsburgh took Marc-Andre Fleury. Now for my first overall pick, much to the chagrin of Tim Terzberger, I'm taking Patrice Bergeron from some French team in the queue. The Acadia Bathurst Titan, Patrice Bergeron. Pittsburgh Penguins, welcome. Imagine if they had Patrice Bergeron on their team instead of Marc-Andre Fleury. Pair him with Malkin and Crosby and Letang and that group, how good they would be.
Hold on. Yeah, Fleury won him a cup. Let's not forget that. But it's
because they didn't have any good defensive forwards. Imagine stick Bergeron to be a third-line center.
Yeah. No, that's a great pick. I mean, I was thinking about this list earlier today, and everyone – there's no – of all the stars on that list, only about half of them are still playing, and none of those guys are still playing at an elite level except for him. Like, who's next as far as their current performance? I mean,
Fleury is still playing at an elite level. Joe Pavelski's there. Burns, he's still there. But, yeah, I think when I look at this list, if I'm redrafting and I'm trying to get a longevity for a pick, I'm going with Bergeron. That's what I went for. I said, who's going to impact my team for the next 15 years? If I'm being short-sighted, I'm taking Ryan Getzlaff. You know, I want an elite player for 5 to 10 years. That's what I'm getting. But I'm playing the long game here. That's the kind of GM I am. Not you. You're probably going to pick someone flashy, flash in the pan like Hugh Jessamyn. try to get a couple good years out of him. All right, so there. That's my pick. He's off the board. Sorry, Tim. I knew you were going to pick him number two. Were you?
Yeah, I was. I would have taken him one. The next one's tough. I'm going to go probably with the defenseman. There's a couple up there.
Well, what's your team? Oh, you're just blowing this.
Yeah.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Carolina. I'm going to take
the second overall pick.
Shea Weber.
I thought you had a draft sheet already set up. Shea Weber. Congratulations, Shea.
I was planning on taking Bergeron. I didn't think you'd take him.
Shea Weber from the Kelowna Rockets. Shea's known for his hard shot and his bone-crushing hits. Come on up to this stage, Shane, and get your Carolina Hurricanes jersey. Good pick.
Obviously, elite defenseman, Norris level, and he's still playing pretty well. He's having a solid year, even at 30, whatever he is now, 35. Great pick.
I don't think it's an overall great pick, knowing that the game has gone the way it has gone. There are definitely other players that I think are more valuable. Think about the last 15 years. Yes, but I'm drafting for my team now. You said it before. If I knew now what I knew then, so I know where the game is going. I know that the game is getting faster. They're taking out the physical style of player.
Okay, but if you want the guy for the last 3 years of his career, that's one thing. I'm drafting for the last 15 years. This is the 03 draft, buddy.
I know. I would have taken Burns over Shea Weber. That's all I'm saying.
You're on the clock now.
I am on the clock. Okay, so the Florida Panthers are on the clock. Their original pick is Nathan Horton. Was a great pick for them. Very good pick. But now I think I'm going to go something a little bit flashy. I mentioned him earlier. With the third overall pick, the Florida Panthers are proud to welcome in our state with no income tax. Everyone's happy here. Ryan Getzlaff from the Calgary Hitmen. Ryan, thank you very much. Come up to the stage. Appreciate it.
Great pick.
Florida Panthers. Him. I don't know who else was on the team at that time, but you can't go wrong with Ryan Getzlaff.
Olli
Jokinen. He was the captain. And then was that Luongo was there? Maybe not. He might have been in Vancouver still. But yes. All right. I'm taking Getzlaff third. Go ahead. Thank you.
I am going to take...
What's your team? You're blowing this draft, Tim.
Columbus Blue Jackets originally picked Zverev, which is probably the worst pick of the bunch. He had some solid years, but he's not on par with the rest of these guys here. So
you're still going with the defenseman.
Yeah, I'm taking Burnsy.
All right, Brent Burns.
Yep. You can't go wrong.
Good pick. Burns originally drafted at the end of the first round by Minnesota. Played with him, obviously. So you talk about him. He's your draft pick.
Burnsy.
Yeah, but talk about you. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. Tim doesn't, he doesn't know how to make things fun for people. He doesn't know how to paint you a picture. He just kind of gives you the draft pick and then moves on. I really apologize. We're working with him.
You started this by saying that this has to be moving quickly. And then you want 5-minute explications on every single person.
What's an explication? Is that a new word we got to start using?
It's a real word.
An explication. There's an explanation. With the 5th overall pick, the Buffalo Sabres, wow, this is their original pick was Thomas Vanek, which is not a bad pick, in my opinion. But the state of their team, they have a goalie. If they didn't have a goalie, I'd probably get Marc-Andre Fleury. Their goaltending situation is set. I'm going to go with the defenseman. I'm taking Dustin Byfuglien. Ooh. Dustin Byfuglien, come on up to the stage. Get your jersey. A big, mobile, fast defenseman. Has a cannon for a shot, moves like a cheetah out there when he wants to, can give you 20 minutes a game. He just does it all. Power play, penalty kill, is a physical force out there. I don't know what else you can ask for a player, especially getting him with the 5th overall pick. That's a steal.
I don't know about that. I had him ranked outside my top 10.
Steal, you're racist, and B, you don't know hockey. It's a steal the draft.
Okay.
Another former team of mine is up next.
So, yes, the San Jose Sharks, number 6, they originally picked Milan Mikhailuk. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I'm about to save a franchise right now, John. With the number 6 pick, they're going to draft Marc-Andre Fleury. How different would the last 15 years have gone for that team if they had a solid, legit, elite number 1 goaltender?
They would have won a few cups.
They were winning at least one or two.
They got one with Niemi, then they bounced around goalies for the next however many years trying to find that next Niemi. But yeah, even before they got Niemi, they would have won a couple because that was a dangerous team for a long, long time.
Now they're
going to pick. I like that pick. I really do. All right, moving along. Another Western Conference team, the Nashville Predators. Nashville's on the clock. He doesn't know what he's doing, this GM. What's his name, the GM there? Boyle. What is it?
Boyle with a P.
Poyle. So his original pick was a good pick. Ryan Sutter or Suter? How do you say
Suter?
That? I'm going to take my old buddy from the Buffalo Sabres from the University of Minnesota, Thomas Vanek. He's an elite level sniper. He puts the puck in the net. When you're in a honky tonk town like that, you need goals, baby. You need to put the butts in the seats and they want to see the red light flashing. So we're going to pick Thomas Vanek. Come on up to the stage, Thomas. All right, there you go. Boom. I like my pick so far. I really do.
Well, you should. They're your picks. All right, next one is number 8, Atlanta Thrashers. Originally picked Braden Coburn. Not terrible. He was a solid NHL defenseman for a few years, bounced around. Probably played his best years in Philadelphia, but definitely probably not a top round one talent. But if you remember, the Thrashers had some elite wingers, right? They had Kovalchuk, they had Hossa at some point. They had Kozlov at the end of his career, but they didn't really have a number one legit two-way superstar center, and they're about to get it. Eric Staal, welcome to the Thrashers, number 8.
Oh, that is a good pick. He was the original number 1 overall. No, sorry, he was number 2 overall originally. Yep. Wow. Okay, good pick. Who's next now? We got Calgary. Does anybody remember this name? Dion Phaneuf. You remember that guy?
What did you call him? What was your name?
Princess Dion.
Yeah.
That guy bailed out of so many hits when I would try to hit him. It just drove me crazy. And he was the worst. He had this little high-pitched voice. Oh, I couldn't stand him when he was with Toronto. Couldn't stand him. Red hair, gross.
Did you most play against him when he was in Toronto? You were in Buffalo?
Well, I played against him when he was in Calgary. We played against each other quite a bit. So, but yeah, mostly Buffalo, Toronto. We played them like, 8 times, I think, a year. It was great. Back when rivalries were rivalries. It was awesome. So anyways, Calgary's going to not pick Dion Phaneuf. Calgary Flames with the 9th overall pick. Even though I don't want to do it, from the London Knights, Corey Perry. Corey Perry, come on up to the stage. One of those guys you love to hate, Corey Perry, gets under your skin, elite talent. He's won a Hart Trophy in his career. He would do some damage in Calgary. He would make them an elite level team. Pair him with Johnny Gaudreau, those guys, not a bad combination. Good
makeup for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I got Montreal Canadiens on the clock, number 10. They picked Andre Kostitsyn originally. Again, solid pick, never an elite player. Definitely some bigger talents on the board. Gosh. I'm going to go with Little Joe Pavelski.
Wow, there's so many. No, interesting. Okay, yeah. Good player. Very good player.
Strong two-way center. He can play on the wing. He's probably the best net front presence in the league, at least as far as it goes, tipping shots. He's just the best. The videos. Have you seen the videos? I mean, you've probably seen
it. I've seen the videos. I've seen it in person. He's originally drafted 205th.
Which is crazy.
That's a pretty big jump for him to go to 205th. To when did you pick him? 10th?
Number 10, yeah.
That's a pretty big jump, but there's a – I don't know. I hate to badmouth my buddy Joe. I feel like there's a couple players that you should have picked above him. All right. I'll pick one right now. The Philadelphia Flyers originally took Jeff Carter. Not a bad pick. Guy's still playing, still putting up decent points. I'm going to go with a guy who is very underrated, hard worker. I've seen it in person. I train with him in the summer a lot. First guy in the gym usually. Always – he's one of those guys who he's a pain in the behind to play with in the summer because he just goes hard all the time to the point where it's like, hey, man, it's the summer. It's summer hockey.
You're not having
like
fun.
You don't have to be forechecking and backchecking me that hard. You know, like when it's summer hockey and I'm playing with all these like NHL guys, I'm trying to score goals. I'm having fun. We're just trying to get a sweat, but he's like, he's actually playing like it's the game. Anyways, my pick is Zach Parise.
Ooh.
Zach Parise. Yeah. We're going to see in Philadelphia. Have a good flight. So that, yeah, Zach Parise. He was originally selected by the New Jersey Devils. Where was he originally
17.
Selected? 17 for the Devils, yeah. He's a good player. He's still playing. He's still valuable. He's had a good career, a quietly good career. He gets 50, 60 points a year. You know, he's not going to blow the doors off point-wise, but he's responsible. He's just a good player.
He had that one year for the Devils. He had 97 back in probably 07, 08, something like that.
Yeah, he can put up points, but he's also very responsible, hardworking. He doesn't need any highlight or any praise. He just does his job. I love those kind of players. Zachy. I'm not going to pay up $100 million, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
No chance, Zach. No chance at all.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner still has hundreds of sports, events, and games to wager on. Or let them bring Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. All open 24 hours a day and all online, including their $750,000 poker series. If you're into props and entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the weather. Visit their website and join today to receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE. That's BLUEWIRE. Bet online, your online wagering experts. All right, number 12, Rangers. Originally picked a guy you never heard of, Hugh Jessamyn.
Correction. His name is the Huge Specimen. That's his name.
Yeah, so pass on that guy. And I'm going to draft the guy that I think the Rangers could have used. And again, another team that came close, like the Sharks a few times, even went to the finals at one year. But I think what they were probably missing was a solid number one elite defenseman in the prime of his career. They had a few guys that they had maybe just past his prime, but I think having a number one rock on the blue line all those years would have been huge for them.
I know who you're going to pick, a right-handed shot.
I'm going back and forth between two, but I am actually going to pick, not who you think, Ryan Suter.
Oh, wow. Ryan Suter. I thought wasn't he already drafted?
No, we talked about
him. No, he was not. Good pick. I liked it. I thought you were going to go Seabrook.
Yeah, it was between the two of them. But just because you said right-handed shot, I'm like, okay, I'm not giving in to John. I'll take Suter here.
Oh, that's a good pick. I thought he got picked. I might have picked him earlier. All right, what are we on to? He's better than Hugh Jessamyn. I'll say that. He's an upgrade.
You're in the Kings.
He's definitely an upgrade. Yeah, we're on the Kings. I'm going to take Jeff Carter. He's there right now. He's a big, tall guy. He's physical. He can move around the ice. He's still, you know, a playmaker, but he's a goal scorer. He's a Hollywood-type player. He's got the look. He's got the personality. I'm taking Jeff Carter for the Los Angeles King. Original pick, Dustin Brown, who's still there, by the way. So yeah. They didn't do too bad, and they would be teammates. There you go. because I think the LA Kings have a pick later on in this draft. I might pick up Dustin Brown to unite them again.
All right, next, number 14, Chicago Blackhawks. Originally selected a guy named Brent Seabrook. You know what? I was going to keep him there. Brent Seabrook. I mean, doesn't get better than that. How can you take three cups away from someone and pick somebody else and hope you do better than that? So Brent Seabrook sticking there at number 14, and I'm not budging on that one.
Even with his problems the last 5 years, his injury problems, the game kind of passed him up. With all you know, you're still gonna play.
That's an exaggeration. 4 years ago, they won the cup, so I'm gonna say yeah.
That's true. All right. I love him. He's a good player. All right, good pick. We're moving on. New York Islanders. Now it gets a little tricky. All right, the New York Islanders. I'm gonna take. Has Eric Staal been picked? You took him.
Yep.
All right. You know what? I'm going to stick with the Chicago Blackhawks theme. I'm going to jump for a goalie. I'm going to take Corey Crawford. Give them stability in the net. They didn't really have a good, stable goaltender on the island for a long time. So I'm going to take Corey Crawford. That's my pick. Or Jimmy Howard's there. Corey Crawford. I'm going to take Corey. He's an underrated goalie. Won a couple cups. Yeah. You know? All right. I'm taking him. I'm moving on. I've already moved on.
So Sharks again, they got Fleury now with the what pick was that? Number six pick.
Six. So can we just say they had two picks in the top 16 in this draft? In the most amazing draft, arguably, that's ever been drafted, they got Milan Mihalik and Steve Bernier.
Yeah.
Like, talk about two massive swings and misses. If you're the San Jose Sharks and you pick up like a guy, well, who was drafted? If you get a Ryan Suter and a Jeff Carter or a Brent Seabrook or a Zach Parise or a Getzlaff or a Burns or any of those guys, like, your franchise is completely altered. It's just, that's a huge swing and a miss by Doug Wilson there. Two of them. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I totally agree. I mean, it'll drive you crazy to look at guys who were taken, like who was taken right after, two picks after, and you can just kill yourself looking this stuff up. Mm-hmm. But so what, like I was saying, in this new draft, they took Fleury with that number six pick, which means they don't take Brent Burns, which means they're going to have a need for an elite defenseman. And I'm this might be a bit of a reach, but I'm drafting for need, knowing that they have a lot of strength up front in Thornton, Marlowe, all those names. So I am taking, with this pick, Dion Phaneuf.
Ugh, gross.
People forget how good he was earlier in his career. Putting up 56 points. He was just a solid two-way defenseman, banging bodies, putting up PIMs. Power play, yeah. One of the hardest shots in the league for a couple of years. I think he does very well in San Jose.
I lost all respect for you.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the New Jersey Devils. Original pick, Zach Parise, who we heard about earlier. A guy who I've had a few run-ins with along the way. Scores some points, doesn't protect himself when he's through the neutral zone. You, I think, wrote a scathing blog about it at one point in your career, about me taking this guy's head off with a legal check, mind you, that I got raked over the coals for some reason. I'm taking Louis Erickson.
Elbow to the head.
It was an shoulder to the chest, and the elbow followed through, did not even contact his head. I'm taking Louis Erickson for Olunda Hockey Club in Switzerland. Welcome. Careful walking up the stairs, Louis. We don't want to get hurt. Come and get your jersey. He's still playing, this guy. He's still playing. He's still kicking around.
He's in the fourth line in Vancouver right now.
And he's making, what, $5 million a year probably? He's still making tons of dough, and he's doing well, even though he's just a bobblehead out there. He doesn't know what he's doing. He just gets buried every few games. He just gets his block knocked off because he doesn't know how to protect himself. He just admires passes and shots and just like, oh, look at how pretty my shot is. Boom. Heads up, Louis. All right. Moving on to the Washington Capitals. Yeah.
So I think when we think about the Capitals and how close they came and how good they were for so long without ever getting over that hump, I think part of that was because of how flashy they were but didn't have a solid two-way and defensive game. And when I look at this list, and arguably the best – shutdown center, best two-way center, at least in his prime, people forget how good he really was. Maybe reaching a little bit again here, but I'm really liking this pick, Mike Richards. Backstrom, shut down the other team's top line, kill penalties. They could have really used it during those prime years in the 2010s, so I think he's going to be big for them. Mike Richards, come on up.
He was a really good player for a really long time. He really was. Like, he, that's a good pick. I am happy with that pick. That is, I like that pick. All right. Anaheim Ducks. Oh, the California, the original pick. Can't get any better than Ryan Getzlaf at 19. Am I right? That's a pretty solid original pick. I'm not going to be able to top that. That is like a steal of the draft. I don't know what their team makeup looked at this point. Is this when they had Solane? They had a pretty decent team. They might have won the cup the next year, right?
They had Solane and Niedermeyer, but this is before Pronger. This is before, I mean, Bobby Ryan, obviously. Perry came later this round, so they don't.
I think they win a cup in a few years after this, maybe 4, 5, 5, 6. So they're close. So they're going to need a player. What's that?
06, 07, they won.
Yeah, so they're very close. They're going to need an impact player and an impact player fast. So I'm going to pick a player who is physically intimidating. He can play a man's game right away. Braden Colburn. He's a big body defenseman. He moves the puck somewhat well. He can play in your 3-4 slot, and he just kills penalties. He does the job. That's all he does. He's not flashy. He's in your face. He's a scrummy kind of defenseman. I like him. I like him on my team. He's not going to do anything flashy. He's going to get you 20, 25 points a year, but he's going to kill penalties, play 15, 20 minutes. That's my pick. Stanley Cup Anaheim Ducks.
Solid pick.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Number 20, Minnesota Wild originally picked Brent Burns. Great pick. Gosh. This is where we really start reaching a little bit and getting a little deeper, start maybe going on personal preferences. But, gosh, I'm going to go, I guess, in my opinion, best player available. I don't know what Nick's going to meet for them, but Nathan Horton.
He's still available. Oh, wow. He is still available.
Two-way forward, heavy shot. He's got a big heart. I think it'll be great. I mean, he'll be well-loved in Minnesota.
Good pick. Good pick. I like that. I play juniors with him, Nathan Horton.
Yeah, this is kind of the group you came up with, right?
Yeah, we played junior B at Thorold Blackhawks together. When we played, he was like 13 years old. I was 16 or 17. He's a good, good player. Big, big boy, too. Lugs the puck up and down the ice. So what pick was that, Minnesota Wild?
Yeah, that was number 20.
All right, the Bruins. So they originally picked Mark Stewart. He's a good player. He's got a heck of a beard now, by the way. Like, massive.
Where did you see him?
I saw him in Winnipeg for this the hockey tournament, charity hockey tournament. He showed up. I was like, Mark Stewart, what happened to you, man? All right. The Bruins like their big bodies. They like their big centermen. They like the guys who can win the draw, the Joe Thorntons, those guys, those type of players. So I'm going to take Brian Boyle. He's a good, he's 6'7". He's from the Boston area, I believe, right?
Yeah, he's from Hingham.
So I don't know where that is, but I'm assuming it's in the Boston area. And he's a hometown kid. I think he'd be a good fit in Boston. Brian Boyle, body by Boyle.
He also went to BC, so he'd be a super hometown boy.
Is BC a local club team, or what is that? I'm confused. Yeah. Okay. I'll have to look it up. All right, so that's the Bruins picks. Oh, we're up to Edmonton.
Edmonton. Now, they picked Mark Pouliot originally at 22. I don't even know that name.
Marc-Antoine Pouliot. I have not heard of that guy, no. Another stellar first-round pick for Edmonton.
Gosh, yeah. And, you know, this is before, obviously, the Taylor Hall days, which was the first of many first-round picks for them. This is guys. Who did they have on the team at the time? Horkoff, Hemsky, Ryan Smith.
Ryan Smith, they had a good team. They had Fernando Pisani. They had a decent team.
I'm going to pick the best player available that has actually won a cup, Dustin Brown.
Oh, Dustin Brown. Old greaseball Dustin Brown.
He can play both wings. He can kill penalties. He's a leader, obviously. He's doing what it takes to win. Getting him this late in the draft, I think they'll be happy about that. So, yeah, Edmonton.
A face only a mother could love, Dustin Brown. Not a very handsome guy on and off the ice, if that says anything about him, which I think it does. It says a lot. Good pick. All right, moving on to the Vancouver Canucks. Oh, man. So they have the Sedins. The original pick was Ryan Kessler. They have some decent talent, but what plagued them for years was not being able to find secondary scoring. They had the Sedins. They picked up Burrows. They had some other pieces, but they didn't have a really solid second line there ever. So I'm going to draft someone who's going to anchor their second line, Tyler Johnson, centerman. Playing with Tampa Bay now.
What's that? That's not the same Tyler Johnson.
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not.
Who's the Tyler Johnson I'm thinking of then?
You're thinking of who was drafted by the Lightning?
Yeah, that guy in the Lightning.
Yeah, it's not the same one.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Yep.
Oh, man. I was like so jacked up Tyler Johnson was still there.
No, he's a liar.
Let's see. Hold on. Yeah, he's younger. Dang it. I just Googled him. This Tyler Johnson was born in 1990. When were these guys born? This draft? 1980-something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. New pick. Who's this Tyler Johnson I'm thinking of then? Who's this joker? Tyler Johnson. All right. I'm going to redo my pick then. The Vancouver Canucks. Well, I might as well take another player who had a sneaky good career, but didn't really get much hype for it. He signed a big contract with Buffalo. I play with him. I want to pick Matt Molson just because we're in the same fantasy football league together, but I don't. Because I think a guy like Clark MacArthur or Lee Stempniak, or even a Patrick Eves, I'm like really torn here. All right. Okay. I'm going to go Lee Stempniak. Lee Stempniak. I'm going to take him. Lee Stempniak.
I feel like he's the guy, whenever a team with a deadline needs some secondary scoring, they just trade for Lee Stempniak.
He's bounced around quite a bit. He's obviously not playing anymore, but didn't he win a cup with Pittsburgh? I can't remember if he did. Yeah. But yeah. All right. I'm taking Lee Stempniak. I feel like the Toronto Maple Leafs, it was a free agency period and they were trying to sign a defenseman. Oh, the name is blanking me here. So they ended up signing Jeff Finger and he was playing in San Jose. I told the story. Yeah. So the guy signs him from Colorado and they thought they were getting someone else, but it was Jeff Finger. And they woke up the next morning, they'd just given him like $3 million a year. Anyways. All right, go ahead. So you're on to Philadelphia, another Philadelphia first-round pick.
Yep, 24. They originally picked Mike Richards. And
they had a good draft. Jeff Carter, Mike Richards. Sorry to cut you off. That's a heck of a draft.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Two centers is a bold pick, but they obviously they pick well. I'm going to see.
They were a problem with that team. They got into a little too much trouble. They got shipped out of there pretty fast.
Yeah, the rumors, the stories have been told.
Yes, and they are, from what I hear, are very true. So they got shipped out to a place where you can find good, wholesome fun is Los Angeles. So that worked out for them.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so Philadelphia, they like some sandpaper to their game. They like some shutdown forwards, two-way physical players. Not the most popular guy in the league, but again, effective when he's on his game. I'll pick Ryan Kesler here.
Oh, I thought you were going to take Dan Crisillo. I was going to be like, are you nuts? Ryan Kesler, good pick. The most hated guy in hockey for years. Like years. There was cheers heard around the world when Max Domi knocked him out. It was. I got text messages and I was texting everybody. I'm like, yes, can you believe it? All right, moving on. Back-to-back picks here for the LA Kings. So they had three first-round picks in the first round. They chose Dustin Brown, Brian Boyle, and Jeff Tambellini originally. So with the I jumped right over Florida.
Yeah, you jumped.
They originally picked Anthony Stewart. Not going to pick them. I'm going to take Matt Molson, my guy. I talked about him earlier. An unknown scorer. He did well with the Islanders for years, playing with Johnny T. Put up some decent amount of goals. Did well in Buffalo his first few years there. Like, got some decent points, but kind of fell off after he signed that big contract and didn't really live up to it. So, you know, I'll ride him for 10 years. Matt Molson.
I have an easy pick here. Was going to pick him earlier, didn't. He kept sliding and sliding. But with number 26 for the Kings, again, they picked Brian Boyle originally. I want to say similar player, but similar position, big size, two-way forward, David Backes. Oh, a lot of leadership. Yes. Again, a player, you forget how good he was. He's putting up 60, 70 points and shutting down other teams every night. Captain of his team, I think he'll do very well in the West Coast.
I crossed him off my list by accident. I would have picked him earlier. I would have picked him over Lee Stempniak. 100%. Yeah. All right, with the second pick for Los Angeles, this is before Jonathan Quick. This is pre-Quickie area. They don't really have a decent goalie. I'm going to take – I don't – see, people forget that he's a good goalie. they just think of him, well, he's just on a, you know, he's still playing. He shouldn't play. He's on a bad team now. He's been on a bad team for a long time. I'm going to take Jimmy Howard. Good goalie. Scored my final collegiate goal on him, by the way. Or no, that was Brian Elliott. Another goalie in this draft that we haven't picked.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I'm taking Jimmy. Halak's still there. I'm taking Jimmy Howard for the LA Kings.
They just get who they get? Backus and Jimmy Howard. Not bad. Two American boys. All right. 28
three, Anaheim Ducks. Three picks to go here.
And yeah, for those who are still listening.
How about Anaheim's draft? Pick 19 and 28. They get Getzlaff and Perry.
Amazing.
Amazing is right.
And how do you possibly top that? You can't. Anaheim Ducks, don't. Yeah, originally picked Perry at 28. Gosh.
Everyone's tuning out right now, Tim.
I'm gonna pick, okay, underrated player, but an important player, Nate Thompson.
Oh.
He's one of the best fourth line centers in the league. A lot of character, a lot of grit. I'm going to pick him and feel good about it.
I like that pick. I really like that pick. Very, very good. I like that. All right, moving on. Ottawa Senators originally took Patrick Eaves. Good player. Serviceable. Got, you know, an up and down career. But I'm going to go kind of off the board as well. This is a player who I despise playing against. Absolutely hated him. We battled all the time. I think he bit a guy's finger in one scrum. Maxime Lapierre.
Oh, I hated that guy.
I know, Lappy. He's not going to play in my top two lines. I'm not expecting him there. I'm going to expect him to be on my third line. I want him to kill penalties. That's all I want him to do. You know, chip in offensively every three or four games. That's it. I think he can succeed in that role. So Maxime Lapierre. The last pick, Tim. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we are down to the final pick, number 30 here. And there's actually some solid NHL players here. But what I'm going to do is pick, so this is for the Blues, number 30, originally picked Sean Bell. And we mentioned him before we started. Was that a guy you came up with or knew?
Yeah, played with him in the minors, first round draft pick, big time bust. Big, big, strong guy. One of the fastest players ever played with. Like so fast, but just very, very timid and scared to go get the puck when someone dumped it in his corner.
Yeah, he played 20 NHL games, had one assist.
Yeah.
Gosh. So I'm going to grab the originally picked by the Sharks, Milan Mikhalik. He had some big scoring years. He was a really good secondary scorer. He put up 41 year. No, he didn't. 40 assists. 26 goals, 24, 23, 22, 18, 35. He had some big years. Put him on the right line. He'll find the net.
I would have gone Matt Carl or Kevin Klein in that position.
I almost went with Kostitsyn, Mark Stewart. I mean, even Matt
Nickerson. There's a lot of good players who are still out there that you didn't pick.
How many of those guys have scored 30 goals in a season, though? And he did it a few times.
He did it because he was sucking on Jumbo's teat. All right.
The biggest year was 35 in Ottawa. Who was he playing with then?
Spezza.
I don't think so. I think Spezza.
Yeah. No, he was there. Anyways, I don't know if this was interesting or not. It was fun for me to go through and see because I played against all these guys. It's fun to see where they drafted and re-ranking them. It's definitely interesting. Hopefully it was interesting for you guys to listen to. I think the next one I want to do, Tim, is – maybe we can do this next episode – is just have a draft. We draft one team. We get to draft a goalie, defenseman, one roster, 23 players, but we have to go by the salary cap. I think that'd be fun. And then we can throw it online, get fans to vote, see who has the best teams.
So current players.
Current players using the current salary cap. We can set the salary cap for what it is. We'll do the salary cap for this year.
Yep.
You're going to have to do a little research on it. So I think that's fun.
So do you want to do a draft style or just come prepared and present and defend our rosters?
Draft style. So we can't pick the same player.
Okay.
Current players, best team. And maybe we get some people on with us. We'll see. We'll play around with it. Maybe I can get a couple guys to come and do it with us.
That would be fun.
All right, everybody. Well, I hope you're staying safe. I hope you enjoyed this. We sure enjoyed doing it. If you didn't, just shoot me a message and tell me we were terrible. You know, whatever. We'll adjust. We'll adjust on the fly. Anyways, like I was saying, stay safe, keep yourself healthy, and see you later, everybody.